Minister. Hello.
Afternoon, Minister.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, Geda, it's here.
What's happening, my brother?
I'm good. Happy New Year, sir.
Yeah, man, same to you.
Yeah, peace and prosperity and health.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
What's the New Year looking like for you?
I'm doing my do. With God's help.
Yes. You're still looking into the $2 billion and all these attributes from last year?
My thing, those things are constitutional problems. You know, you can't run something and you ain't balancing your books. It just don't make sense. I don't care how much you fake it, they got to deal with it.
So there's an argument now by Madam Parsons that Ronnie should run that department. You're in favor of that?
Argument with her where she said I know.
Vino, there's an article out where she's lashing out that the government is not working in the best interest of the country.
She had an interview with Vino?
No, a letter that was sent to the NDP.
Letter sent to the NDP by who?
By Madam Parsons.
Telling them what?
Saying that how they're moving forward. She has some recommendations and she's saying that the premier is not fit to run the country now. She needs to make changes before it's too late. And she herself are concerned about it. You have not read the article yet?
No, I know about that yet. Eileen sent that to the NDP?
Yes.
And we don't get that.
Not Irene.
Who?
The lady from
Eileen. Eileen Parson.
No. Eileen Parson, yes, Miss Eileen Parson.
Yeah, because that's what you tell me, Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
So Vino have a copy of it, yes, sir?
Yes, it's up on the Virgin Islands News website right now.
Oh, you gotta read that because you gotta be one of them who are elected leaked out.
But is this a surprise to you, Minister?
That what?
That she would come out with such a concern.
Well, as I get older, much things don't surprise me, you know. But what I would say is that I'm very concerned for my country.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told them in the House of Assembly, they could launch an attack on me and make it seem like I'm trying to score political brownie points, but it's not that. If we don't police ourselves, somebody is going to police us in a manner that none of us we're going to appreciate. And I've been saying that from the last time I did my annual first district report, and then even before then. If you don't police yourself and make sure that whatever is in the line of constitution is followed, then somebody going to make sure you follow it, but in a manner that you and all of us would regret that we have allowed them to do it for us.
There's
nothing that you told me based on what you said. I haven't read it. That surprised me.
So as far as giving Ronnie a chance to be the finance minister again, a position that he has held before, as a minister that knows Ronnie Skelton, would you say that is something that is feasible at this time?
I would put it this way. I can't tell them what to do, but asking them to fix what all of them created. It reminds me of a lot of baseball coaches at times. That which fails you and puts you where you are cannot be relied upon to get you out. So I that was the way I see it. Because you don't have a problem following procedures alone. You have defiance of not following the constitution. So any government that goes in and doesn't follow rules, doesn't follow the constitution, but you marketing to make you feel otherwise, there's only one kind of thing that happens, chaos.
So
you know,
as far as her calling for new leadership within the NDP. Yes, she's calling for new leadership. You have always stand up for the people and you're saying for the love of the country. These things that she's calling for would be something that is realistic then?
I can't say because I didn't read the article 1 and 2. I can't, so I don't know what she's called, what the honorable member, to be respectful, because that's the way I should be.
Yes.
So that was a slip of the tongue. I can't say that the honorable member, what she's calling for is needed, or it is correct, or is best. I can't say that because that's her opinion, her view. What I can say is that I have to continue to do my work for this country. I promise the people that we have a more open Bosnian society, one that's going to be striving to bring good governance, to bring accountability, to allow things like Freedom of Information Act in government, to allow whistleblowing legislation in government to make sure that people don't have a free way to just violate the rules, the policies, and do all kind of things that outside the scope of integrity with government work, project, and funding. Those are things that, along with many others, that we want to bring into government, along with looking at the economy and how to get the economy going. So my focus is not to try to get a government because the current one is bad. That would be ignorance. My focus is to work with my group and for us to work together. It's not a meeting, but a we thing, I told him, so that we are better. Not because they're bad, but that we are better. And we know that we have an uphill struggle, but we're going to continue to work with God's help to get it done. It's not impossible. And we feel we have some good plans coming forward. But before the plans, because we are in the opposition, there's some key elements of constitutional violations that we have to bring to the forefront to have these guys correct themselves, rather than leaving them for other people to go and correct, because it might be too late. So we there are certain constitutional problems. When you have over 7, 8 and more budgets without the audited financial statements coming to the House, those are constitutional problems. When you have constitutional violations, I'll put them that way. When you have situations where it is not clear now what needs to be done to avoid conflict of interest as an elected official going towards government contracts and services, what you have now is an interpretation that's perceived to be in violation of the Constitution. So we have some very serious constitutional issues that could result in this territory taking a step backward after more than 50 years of a step forward. So we have to be mindful of this and work hard and work diligently and work together to get these things rectified. That's where my focus is, along with the economy. So I'm not concerned with really truly in terms of their opinion or how they will solve their side. I'm more concerned with what we have to do. I can't let them draw me into their storm. I'm going to try to pull them into our camp.
Thank you so much. And Minister, I want you to know that you're always welcome on the International Morning Ride Show, because you're a friend from Jumpstart, and you know, we know that the country is first and everything is after the people. Of course, give the support to, you know, I mean, whosoever is in power right now to make good decisions. And I thank you so much for giving us this couple of minutes to chat about the issues.
No problem. Anytime, my brother, and Happy New Year to everyone. I'll continue to do my best.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Good.